Hey, this is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff.
Hi, Danny. This is Milton from M&M Machine Shop, and I'm kind of returning your call.
Oh, hey Milton, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. I just wanted to touch base with you about some finance offers we sent out to the business a couple weeks back, and it was based on some financing you did in the past, and we had you pre-approved over there for some equipment finance and working capital up to about 250K. I just wanted to touch base with you and see what kind of plans or projects you had coming up where you might need some financing.
How did you get my information?
Yeah, we like to work with people. We get our leads from Dun and Bradstreet. It's D&B, and we saw you did some financing, with Wells Fargo over there, and we like to work with companies that have a strong borrowing history. Did you have anything coming up you need for new equipment or capital?
No, I really don't think we had a need right now.
No, okay. Was there a time of year you look to add on equipment?
Maybe towards the end of the year we look at it.
Towards the end of the year, okay. And how are sales like this year? Are they good? Up, down, flat compared to last year?
I would probably say hopefully to be up a little bit from last year.
They're gonna be up last year. Okay.
Looks like
And
that.
okay, well, what do you attribute to that?
We actually landed a few jobs that we thought we'd get outbid to, so we kind of got lucky there. So that was good, two extra jobs there.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, and how'd you guys out is how'd you outbid the other company?
We actually use our line of credit, through our bank there. We've been working with them for the past 10 years, so we're kind of satisfied with them.
Okay, and who do you guys work with over there?
It's Bank of the West. I'm not sure if you're familiar with them.
Yeah, I've heard of them. And so you said you had a line of credit with them.
Yes.
And do you guys, usually use that for materials, or what do you use that for?
Yeah, exactly. Materials or if I need to bid on a job, you know what I mean? Kind of just use that line of credit to do that, so we can land it. And then once we get the job there, we already have the material, we got a stockpile of material, so we have all that. But just to get the job, and then I kind of once the job's finished, or they kind of slow pay, they give us a certain amount up front, and then at the end when we finish, so what they give me up front, I kind of just throw back to onto that card there and pay it off that way. So I kind of try to avoid all the interest that I can.
Yeah, exactly. That's a smart way to use it, for sure. So yeah, what's the limit, that line of credit for you over there?
What'd they give us? Probably 60K, but like I said, I don't really worry about the limit because once I use it, I pay it off. So, it's just
Yeah.
something I have there just in case, something like that to land
Exactly.
a big job or outbid somebody that I know we can get the business from.
Exactly. And so, did you have to use this for that, those bids that you just got right now?
Yes.
Okay. So what's the current balance on it, on the line of credit there?
Oh no, I think we put a $20,000 bid down, so it's down to 40, but like I said, once we start working on
Okay.
that job next week, it's going to give us 30 back, so I'll put the 20 there, and then the 10 will go into the cash flow for us. So kind of be smart about it, I don't like to get a lot of debt out there. What's your rates though?
Yeah, so for we have a couple programs, that are similar to a line of credit. It really just depends on, what you'd be looking at. Like, are you looking, for equipment or capital?
Yeah, we have all the equipment we need. We just purchased a few pieces of equipment 2 years ago and already paid those off on like a 4-year loan. So we paid them off early, just based
Okay.
off of the volume that we had and what we did at certain jobs. I kind of brought those on, but yeah, not so much equipment. I mean, if I was looking for anything, it'd be more capital, to land more jobs. But I think we're good right now, just kind of wanted to know
Yeah.
what your rates were.
Yeah, exactly. And that's like more for capital. I mean, how much we, looking or do you usually use?
It can vary, job by job, so.
Okay. All right, and then I mean, is there a time of year that you reevaluate that time for, you know, to bring on the capital?
Like I said, we look more towards the end of the year, to be honest with you. When the fiscal year ends, that's when we kind of look at it, for our company there. But not really. I mean, kind of when need be, but it's more towards the end,
And is that the only, like, have you only worked with Bank of the West, or have you ever taken out a working capital, you know, loan before?
No. We just worked with Bank of the West. Like I said, we've been with them for like the past 12 years, and I've been in business for 13. So, I mean, I kind of just went with them right when I opened, because I don't like to have a lot of different loans out with a lot of different businesses and have multiple payments. It's just a pain in the neck. So, I kind of just like to keep everything organized to one bank where I have one payment, and it's kind of where I go with it.
Yeah, exactly. And then that's, I know, it keeps it simple and easier to manage. And then so, I mean, if you have any, you know, plans for growth this year, we might be able to catch you guys.
Like I said, we already got those two jobs. I don't plan on landing anything else. I think those two jobs will kind of take us through the end of the year here. I might try to pick up one more job. Kind of depends, though, on my other job that we're finishing up here, how long it takes. I brought on another guy to help finish that job so I can get him over to the other jobs. But not really sure, I mean, if I was going to do anything, like I said, it'd be more towards the end of the year, if, maybe not till next year. I don't think so. I'm just not sure.
Yeah, exactly. And I know you just you said you know you brought another guy. That's good that you're expanding. If you're able to bring on more people, could you know, land some more jobs and make some more money over there?
Yeah, see, I don't want to be overwhelmed like that and bring too many on where, I kind of just bring on guys that I know how long it's going to take, set the timeline there. I know what they can do, and I know what they can finish in that timeline for those customers. It's always good to finish early, but you don't want to put on too much work, and take guys away from one job to get to another one just 'cause. There's
Yeah,
got to be
exactly.
a rhyme or reason to doing something. When you run a business, you got to be smart about it, so.
Exactly. Yeah, you never know. Yeah, just curious, 'cause I mean, we if you did need some extra capital over there, we would be able to, you know, help you out in some way. Like, to give you a better example, what were, you know, gross annual sales like last year for you?
We were probably in the 3.7 range, 3.7 million. Yeah, it was a good year. This year I plan to be about 4.2, to be honest, if these two jobs go, the way the plan is structured out, so.
Yeah, if they run smoothly. Okay, great. Well, yeah, if that, I mean, we'd be able to unlock 10 to 15% of that 3.7. So, yeah, I mean, you'd be looking at, you know, around 370,000. Could be a little more, could be a little less, depending on what you qualify for. I mean, could you use that for the business, or are you still just kind of waiting and seeing?
Yeah, there's probably nothing we can use right now.
Okay.
But if I did go with you, like I said, I mean, they got a great rate over here at the line of credit that I have. So you'd have
Yeah.
to definitely match what they can, kind of give me, on what I
What
can
are?
do.
Oh,
Oh, they
sorry.
I got them at about 2.5% right now.
About 2.5. Okay.
Yeah, it's a
Yeah.
great rate there, and like I said, it's low that way. But to be honest with you, I don't really look at the interest because, like I said, once I use it, I try to pay it off every month there to not even worry about that. So, I mean, that's kind of how I use that.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, if you did have that, you know, capital, it sounds like, you know, like the interest, you're able to pay it off, you know, what you're looking at. So if you did need an amount that, you know, you could handle, we definitely could get that to you, and you could pay it off, as well. But I mean, what's a, you know, a good email for you? I can send you some info, you know, in case something comes up.
Sure, it's a M&M.
M&M.
Machine
Okay.
at yahoo.com.
At yahoo.com. All right. And yeah, I know you just you don't really have any current needs right now, but it's probably better to know me than, you know, than need me and not know me and need me, right? So yeah, that way I'll go ahead and shoot that over to you, and that way if something comes up, you can reach out, and we'd like to, you know, help you out.
All right, I'll look forward to it, and we'll talk later, I guess. Or if I need anything, I guess I'll reach back out.
Well, yeah, when's a good time, you know, to follow up with you?
Like I said, it's going to follow me more towards the end of the year.
Okay. More towards the end of the year? All right. Sounds good.
Yep.
Okay. Well, I'll shoot that over in about 15 minutes.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Thanks.